Recording. Hey everyone, this is episode 2 of Discussions with Dre. I'm here with YSN Fab. Thanks for being on the pod.
Yes, sir.
Fuck yeah. So first thing I want to say is like congrats on everything. I mean, you dropped your first single in 2018, right? Nobody Loyal.
Yes, sir. January.
And shit's blown up. Shit is escalated since then. Can you talk about that? How does it feel? Like, did you expect it? Did you?
Nah, man. Like, still, like, basically when I dropped it, like, crazy thing is, like, I wasn't even really into music, right? And so when I was first getting into it and I was recording with Pascal and stuff like that, like, I didn't even know, like, when I made the song, I didn't even think it was, like, that special. Like, I was just like, oh, it's like a song, like.
Really?
Sure, let's drop it, like type shit, right? So it was like, he was really into it though. Like he was like more of a music head. So when he dropped it, or when he told me like, yo, it's hot and shit, and we dropped it, he had the intention, like he knew like, yo, this shit, like this is hot. So I guess he had more of the expectation that it was gonna do well, but I was like, nah, whatever. And you know, I never really had validation that like,
yeah,
the rap. So it was like, it was all up in the air for me. I was like, ah, but yeah, so when it dropped, and then I dropped another one, right, Man 4, and then I dropped another one. And like, as it just built up, like, you know, I got the confirmation and the confidence that I needed and stuff.
That's crazy. You weren't even into it, and you were just like kind of like, eh, and you made some big songs there. That's crazy, man. So you're just getting started on like you're more cocky and confident now, you'd say?
Hey, man. Yo, like.
You ready to go? You ready to flex on us?
Man, I'm ready to just inspire, bro. That's all it's about. Because it's like, bro, I was that, you know, I feel like we all start out like in this shell. And it's just like, until you really break through that and really become like who you're supposed to be, like, life just has so much more meaning. And you're just, you know, like, it's not even about me. It's like, I really want to, like, put these people on. And, like, whoever's looking up to me, it's like, bro, like, just do whatever you're doing, man. That's how I feel. Like, I just feel so good.
That's good. That's where
the confidence is like, man, I just want to drop this music and just full force with this stuff, man. Like, it's just crazy.
And it's coming back to you, man. Like, it's clearly working out for you just being yourself and bringing that energy because, you know, the numbers are well. And the numbers aren't everything, but, I mean, it's spreading the word and you're being able to feed your fans, man. It's pretty fucking great. So congrats on that again.
Say that.
So like, how old are you?
I'm 21.
Fuck off, man. Okay. So.
All right.
It is crazy. No, I'm just crazy. Like the way you're talking is very mature and very put together for your age. I guess. Like I'm 24 and like even 3 years ago, I could think about my music back then and how I was creating. And like, I'm just starting to get happy now with my shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's pretty great to hear coming from you at 21 that, you know, your mindset. It's pretty great, man.
Right. Appreciate it.
No problem. So, like, biggest influences. Doesn't even have to be necessarily music. It could be anything, like movie stars, be your family, anything. Give me about 3 or 4 of them.
Biggest influences. I have to say, I mean, it's pretty generic. A lot of people say this, but Tupac, man, like, he just is deeper than the music. You know what I mean? Like, he's just very influential, and it's more than the music. It really is. You know what I'm saying? He literally changed the world, the one little bit that he, you know what I'm saying? He had that impact that was just...
Do you know what I liked about Pac? And I hate to interrupt. Is like he felt like he was an all around everything. He was like such a human.
Everything, man. Yeah. Like exactly. Like
he didn't embody just one thing. He embodied like so many other things. Like he was the thug life, gangster shit. And then he would fucking make songs about his mom. And then he would make emotional shit. Then he'd make Ambitions of the Rider. And then he would fucking, you know what I mean? He did. And he was a fashion. He was in movies. Did fashion. Did everything. That's pretty great. And you're 21, bumping Pac and loving Pac like that.
Bro, like, he, man, for real, it's crazy. So, I don't know him. I like NBA Youngboy right now. I like A Boogie. I mean, LeBron James and Kobe, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're just their work ethic. I feel like I love their work ethic, you know? It's because that's really what it comes down to. It's like, bro, I watch, like, interviews of, like, LeBron James or whatever, and it's like he's telling the interviewer, like, you know what I'm saying? There's times where he has to get his other teammates up at a certain time, and the teammates are like, why are you waking up at this time? And it's like, there's no real secret. It's this dude works. You know what I'm saying? And some people just don't work as hard. So, I mean,
and yeah. I agree with you, man. And, like, did you watch the Michael documentary?
Mike? Oh, yeah. What's it called, though? Last Dance or something?
Last Dance. How did you feel about it?
I'm like that. Oh. Ain't no surprise. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, me either. I'm not surprised. People are calling him a dick, though. Like, for the same reasons you were saying, you know, like the eagerness to win, they're calling him an asshole, but I didn't
know. Bro, like, you know what's crazy? It's like, I've always been like that. I've always been very, like, passionate and very hardworking. Like, when I did play football, whenever I did something I loved. Now, like, beginning the music, right, when I first started, I wasn't, like, too passionate because, like I said, I wasn't even really into it. I was just doing it because I didn't want to go to school and stuff. I wanted something to, like, really, you know, take off. And we all about that. We want to get that big bag. We want to have wealth. We want to, you know what I'm saying? So I wasn't very, like, passionate and stuff. Now, though, the point that I'm at, it's, like, that's a page I'm taking out of their book. You feel me? Like, I'm just super passionate. People around me, I'm like, look, you either – you know what I'm saying? If you're around me, you motivating me. You inspiring me, or we're not, you know what I'm saying? You got to match my level. You got to match my energy.
It's so important, man. It's so fucking important, especially right now for you and, like, in life, man. You need that shit. You need that motivation. You need someone someone also to be around to kick you in the ass, right? Like you said, the Kobe shit, the Michael shit. Like, in the studio, do you find that – do you guys ever go back and forth and bicker at each other, like, out of love and out of, like, criticism?
Oh, 100%. Like, yeah. I'm adamant about that. I'm like, yo, look, do not be no yes man. Like, tell me if this shit is ass. Tell me if you feel like I could do this better. Like,
it gets you nowhere.
Cause yeah, like, I feel like especially the point that I'm at right now, or even like maybe 6 months ago.
Yeah,
it's very crucial to, like, really be, you know, critique my music and stuff, because now I'm at a point where I am more confident and stuff. But I feel like when you do first start out, you do kind of need that yes man, because you do need that validation.
You do. You need a good little balance. Yeah, you need a slight balance. But as soon as you go on, like, yeah, I think it fades away. I think that yes man shit goes away, and it's like, okay, that was trash. Or, like, has there been a point where you're like, some guy, you felt, it was a point where you're like, this is it, this is the shit, this is the hit, and then someone told you, like, nah, man, don't put that out. You've had that too? Has there been a time where it's like
bro,
does anyone crush your dreams?
Bro, nah, bro. Like, I haven't a lot. Okay, the thing is, I came up with Pascal, right? So he's been everything, bro. Manager, mentor.
Pascal's great. Shout out to him.
Yo, shout out Pascal, man. Like, he's crazy, bro. He's just a genuine dude. I didn't know him before the music and nothing. And, you know, now we family now. So, like, he's always been the one to kind of, like, tell me whether or not the song's good and if I should drop it and stuff like that. So,
yeah,
I always kind of just trusted what he was saying. And I never, like, bro, I didn't want to drop Cash. I didn't even think it was, like, that crazy. I'm telling you, bro.
Yeah.
I did not really know. I couldn't really tell, like, because I was just rapping. I was just making songs. Like, we made, out of, like, Nobody Loyal, Memphor, and Cash, those three songs, we made probably, like, a good, like, 60 to 70 songs or something before, like, you know what I'm saying? Within that, within those three songs, like, you know what I'm saying? So
Cash was third, right? Cash was, like, the last one, right?
Yeah, that was in, like, May. That was in May, yeah. So, like, all the other songs that I made, and especially being an artist, sometimes you're, like, emotionally attached to the music you make. So you might think, right? So you were thinking, like, oh, nah, this one's hard too. Oh, nah, this one's hard. Just because you're attached to it. But that's why I always trust Pascal, because he didn't give a fuck. He was just like, man, this is cool. It's great. You're saying some good shit, but that's this not is it. Hard. This is
a
hit.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, like, that was.
I hate that, man. Never,
Now, though, low-key now,
yeah,
where I'm at now, because I've leveled up so much and I know I can differentiate, like, a good song and a great song, it's like that now I do have that a little bit where he's like, I'll be like, nah, I want to drop this. He's like, nah, it's all right. I'm like, nah, fuck, nah. I like
this. Yeah, fuck him. I'm dropping this shit.
Yeah, you feel me?
Yeah, man. It's definitely heartbreaking to, like, to be, like, so attached to a song and not be able to drop it. But, I mean, once you get that confidence again, like you said, now you're gaining that confidence. It's a pretty great feeling. And, like, the deluxe, like, how many songs did you drop on? Seven more?
I dropped seven more, but I did have one of them was released before, which is World of My Palms. It was released, like, maybe, like, a month before, 2 months.
I'm going to get to that one because I did a little lyrical breakdown on that one today. I kind of sat down and, like, broke it down. Put all my feelings on a paper to keep my mind sane, and phone is on do not disturb. Okay, so therapy. That's that therapy. This is therapy for you.
Therapy, man. Cope.
Because you're literally saying that your studio is in your room.
Yeah.
So you can just go to your fucking room and lock yourself in there.
Man, straight up.
And just put everything down in there. Because, man, your shit, like, bops and it bangs, but there's emotion behind it. Like, there's a lot of emotional lyrics. There's a lot of inspirational emotional. And that's where, I guess, the Pac comes in, or the A Boogie. And I've never heard NBA Youngboy, by the way.
Never. Oh, nah? Bro, you got to get hip to that, man. Oh. Shit. Be fired. You got to go more to his, like, older stuff, though. Like, or honestly, AI Youngboy 2 is nice, but AI Youngboy, the first one, because he was, like, he's, like, too on that gang murder shit now, and it's just too much. Before, though, it was, like, a lot of emotion and
a lot of emotional stuff.
More emotional, and you can tell when somebody's rapping to, like, get it. Somebody's rapping to, like, make it. And then when they make it, they're just, like, saying whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
there's a lot of rap that happens way too much with, like, a lot of artists I fuck with. Like, Chief Keef, when he first came out, bro, like, he put out, like, he wasn't making emotional shit, but his shit was, like, hard all the time. You know what I mean? Like,
imagine Chief Keef making love songs, though.
Oh, I'd love to. Imagine, that would be great.
That'd be funny as hell.
But just, like,
I mean, Love Sosa's probably the closest we gonna get.
Or what he's gonna say, like, he'll just be like, baby, bang, bang. Just hear a couple bang bangs in the background, a couple shots.
No cap.
That'd be fucking fantastic. So, like, I was going to ask you how early did you know you wanted to make music, but it was clearly not very long ago.
Yeah, like, it was, like, September 2018, because I was playing football in BC, and then I came back that summer, like, probably, like, in July, and I, like, injured my knees and shit, and I was like, man, what am I going to do? And, like, I've been writing music since I was, like, 10.
Yeah.
Like, little, like, bro, it would be, like, for a project, like, and I was always, like, a bad, like, I was just a rebel child. So, it was, like,
yeah.
And I wanted to do things my way. So, I'd tell the teacher if it was, like, okay, this is the science project, you got to do a lab and stuff, whatever, whatever. Or you got to do this project. I'm like, nah, let me, like, write a song. You know what I'm saying? So, that's what I would do. Yeah. I write a little, like, poem or whatever, and
when I was young, man, I was like 12 when I started writing too, and I just wrote hooks and I drew cover art too. Like, I started really young like that, but then years later I finally fucking did it too. Like, so what did you say, football was it your first, like, kind of love? Like, it was, like, you know what I mean, like, your passion or a side type of thing?
My first, like, I played soccer growing up, like, since I was like 5 or some shit like that. Like,
so you got cardio?
Nah, not anymore, bro. Like, yo, after can't wait. Hold on, I get to that, though. But so I played soccer, and then I quit, in, like, when I was, like, 14. And then I played ball, and then I quit that in, like, grade – well, no, I still played, but then I also picked up football in grade 11. Yeah. And then from grade 11, I played until, like, basically, you know, summer of 2018. And then so from there, when I started making music – in September, bruh, I fell off, man. Like, I was just smoking too much. I was drinking too much, you know, because I still had the music to cope with, but I was lost in my mind. And, like, I didn't know, like, it wasn't like I was getting the success. I wasn't where I am now. I wasn't at the time, right?
Even
if I had 100,000 streams or whatever, it wasn't a lot of money. Like, it's the, you know.
No, streaming, like, doesn't pay at all, like, really, until you start making, like, you know,
Exactly. Until you start making, like, it does pay only when you're actually making, like, you know what I'm saying? Or you're consistently dropping. Like, I only dropped, like, I dropped 3 singles in a span of, like, 6 months. That's not going to get you much money. So no, I was, like, man. I was couch to couch. I was, I got kicked out of my house. Like, I just, so much shit was going on through my life. And, you know, but I was still doing what I love. So that's just what mattered. And I was like, yo, this is a sacrifice I got to make. Because at any point, I probably could have got a part-time job, or I could have went full-time in some other stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
You dug yourself out of it, bro. Though you look, things are looking up. That's pretty great to hear.
I gotta get back on the cardio, though.
Yeah, man. Fuck soccer. I played soccer for one game with my buddies one time. I was fucking coughing up a lot.
Man, running back and forth, though. Like I said.
Oh, okay. All right, man. But so a bit like back and so, would you say that spiral happened around with when football ended? Does that?
Yeah.
So I guess it was just a void thing. You're kind of looking for a purpose back then, and then you found it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like that too, man. As soon as I find no – like, if I don't feel like there's a void filled, I just, like – I unfortunately go to bad things too, so.
Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of us do, man. We need a cope, you know what I'm saying? We need a cope. We need something that can get us through this – through the hard times. So, and sometimes it's not healthy, but it takes a lot of – discipline and awareness to understand that you're going through, you know, a difficult time, and that whatever you're doing to, you know, help you deal with that is bad. It takes a lot of awareness to realize, like, yo, this shit,
you need that,
you know, because some people just go down the hole and never get back,
and they deny it and deny it and they deny it, and they just say, like, so again, at your age, just to mention age again, not to mention again, but at this age, for you to know that and be self-aware enough to know that is a fucking great sign. Because as time goes on, you can just continue correcting it or continue to grow from it, right? And that's being self-aware and hard on yourself. Being hard on yourself is good sometimes. Sometimes it can take you on the wrong path, right? But clearly it's working out at the moment, right? It's
I believe in solitude, bro. Like, honestly, there's like a lot of people might not believe in energy, but I speak about that all the time. I'm like,
I believe in that.
Energy is real, man. Like, it, you can't touch it. You can't see it, you can only feel it. And the people you surround yourself with, the music you listen to, all of that, it's all vibrations. It all affects the way you think and the way that you know what I'm saying, act in this life. So when you're solid, when you're by yourself, you have, you know, you don't have outside influences, you know, leading you astray, you know what I'm saying, or thinking that, oh, this is good and whatever, you know, because that's a lot when I was smoking and drinking and stuff. It was what was around me. So I was just like, they're doing it. And I don't know if they're doing it because they're depressed, but I am. And fuck it, let's do it all then. Like, you know what I'm saying? So
I hate to get deep with it, but do you think it was a social anxiety thing too?
Social anxiety? Yeah, probably that too.
Yeah, because like I used to start drinking because I was like, I'd be in a group, be like, oh, everyone else is drinking. Fuck, like, shit, I need to grab a cup. Like, it was one of those things.
No, exactly. Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, I'm already, I'm like pretty antisocial. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? But I was living, it was mostly with the people that I was living with anyway. Oh, shit, okay. So it wasn't like I wasn't too comfortable or I wasn't uncomfortable with them or whatever. But definitely, man, just gotta watch who you surround yourself with, man.
You got it, man. I became actually more antisocial, and I think it's benefiting me. Like, I'm, like, not, I'm more introverted than I ever was. It's benefiting me, man. Before I'd go out and, like, blah, blah, blah. I fuck with this being by myself in the small groups. I like small groups of people. Like, dude, is your studio packed, or is it just you, Pascal?
Nah, it just be me, bro. Pascal,
So he just sends the beats through, and then you guys kind of talk, and then...
Yeah, ever since I got my own shit, I got this studio probably, like, May-ish. And so, it's been only, like, probably like 3-4 months, May, June, July. Yeah, like 3-4 months that I've been recording by myself now. And I've made more music in these 3-4 months than I ever have. Like, before, throughout the whole year and shit, like, I don't know, maybe like 200 songs, like 150, whatever it was. Now I'm basically right at that in 3-4 months. Like, it's crazy because I could just, all right, tap, lock in.
You can just lock into it. Like, that's the crazy because you can just lock in your feeling right there. You feel pissed off. You feel, like, inspired. You can just, like, okay.
You know what's crazy?
Yeah.
I'm actually opposite.
Really?
I have to go through shit, not all the time, but majority of the time. If I go through some, say I'm going through a breakup, or I'm going through a disagreement, or the, you know, an argument, or, you know, maybe a very bliss time in my life, like a very, you know what I'm saying, positive time. Whatever it is, I usually have to go through it first. And that might be like, say it happens on a Monday, I have to wait till like Friday.
Or like Yeah. So you have to read it out. You have to like collect yourself, kind of.
I have to collect myself, because then if I go right there, my mind's everywhere. Like, it's thinking of a solution, and then it's thinking of the problem, and then it's thinking of like other shit that could have happened, or why didn't this happen? You know what I mean? It's just all over the place. So if I give myself time, then at the end of the week, it's kind of like, okay, I want the song to be like this, and it's more so focused on the solution. And
that,
I
could that's good.
A solid song, yeah. But sometimes it's different. But majority of the time, it's like that.
That's good you collect yourself, because man, if I had a home studio, there'd be a lot of diss tracks coming up. I'd be like, fuck. Fuck everything.
No, it's crazy. I just did that, though. I just made a diss track, like, probably, 2-3 days ago, my homie, bro, like, we was just, not even a diss track like that, but just, like, my feelings about what happened. I just
had to vent it out. Yeah, vent it out.
Oh, I was like,
YSN, don't lie, man. You're dropping it on me as soon as this interview drops.
Nah, if you saying some shit, man, you've been saying some good things, though, so I ain't really.
Oh, no, man.
But as soon as you, like, man, nah, to be honest, your music, shit, boy, I ain't like talking all that. I'm gonna have to log in.
I just drop an acapella freestyle, right? But yo. Nah, man, never. As soon as you came on, I remember me and my buddy Benny, True Blue, we were sitting there like, oh, shit. Damn. We heard No Boy Low, and we're like, oh, okay. This is going to be pretty good. And then you kept it following up, and then it's just crazy to see how much it's escalated since then. It's crazy, man. And one thing I like, I think another thing I'm like, I like comp, I have you on for a reason, because I'm a fan. I like that you mentioned the city a lot. So thank you for doing that.
Niggas don't know, man. Niggas don't understand how important that is to me.
Like, there's a decent amount of artists that do mention the city a lot, but like, some people shy away from that way too much. Where it's like, why? People shy away from the city, and I'm appreciative of that. Okay, so I got a couple more questions here. Okay, so it says dabble with the pen. Now I'm locked on my phone. You used to write on the paper a lot.
Yeah.
Why'd you stop? Just convenience.
Well, I freestyle now.
Should I? Do you freestyle the melodies or just everything?
Melody, you know.
Yeah.
This shit right here, going crazy. And then you hear it. Whatever you pick, whatever melody you like, you know, just go bar for bar. Like, this and that, and then next bar. So it's like, I don't know. It's just, it flows more, and it's just, you don't have time. Like, you're not, because when you go write it and then you go and record, sometimes you have to redo the syllable. You have to redo the line. Like, it just takes so much more time.
And it does, man.
This way, it's just blessed. It's just right here.
Was it just like out of
hat? I'll go on my phone sometimes. I'll go on my like piece of paper. So I'll still do that sometimes, but most of the time, it's just like this whole project. Other than World of My Palms, well, like the whole deluxe, right? The 6 songs, like it was all just freestyle.
That's dope, man. Was it like you just picked it up and just found it worked better? That's as simple as that? Or is there advice? Yeah. I got advice like earlier on where it's like, because I couldn't, my flow was trash for whatever started, man, like a long time ago. And I had this guy named Half Naked Pictures, or Bussy, they call him now. And he just said, man, you got to freestyle his melodies. You just got to freestyle everything and then kind of put it together after. So like,
because like, so, it's important not to focus on the lyrics first, because that takes away, those are two different creatives, you know what I'm saying? Those are two
100%
different creative like channels. One is thinking of like bars and like what do I say, and one is like how am I saying it, right? It's just making shit up. And then sometimes too, when I do the melody, I might hear like a rhyme. Like, just say I'm going, and that last is five.
Like, oh shit, you need a light bulb.
it'll give me like a word to like rhyme from too if I'm really stuck with some shit. So it's fire.
That's dope, bro. When are you gonna drop next?
Oh man, World of My Palms video coming out probably like next week. And yeah, then
sauce me that link so I could whenever I'll probably see it anyways, but sauce me that link.
So for sure. And then man, I'm going crazy, bro. I'm flooding the fucking streets, bro. Like I'm not taking my foot off their neck. Like people don't understand, like, you know what I'm saying? All these other artists, no names, but niggas from my city, it's like, what is y'all doing? Y'all gotta apply that pressure. Like, there's really nobody here doing this. Like, yeah, there is niggas here doing it, but they're not applying no pressure. They're not, like, I gotta go crazy, bro. I feel like I'm still at 1,000 monthly listeners. That's how I look at it. Like, that's the hunger I got in me right now. I don't
you gotta be, man.
All the numbers and nah, it's like, look, I still got something to prove. I'm gonna always have something to prove. I was always that kid that had something to prove.
Damn right.
It wasn't even about music and nothing. It was like I had to prove myself, like who I am. You know what I'm saying? That, yeah, man. So, like, that's, I'm saying, like, probably 2-3 weeks, I'm gonna drop another song. And after that, drop another song. I'm gonna have video, like, bro, I'm trying to drop a video like every fucking week, no cap. Like,
boy, man, it's important. Like, December. That's important because, like, it's important. It really is. The face of the song is important because, like, realistically, like everything's like, it doesn't matter if it's authentic or not. It's image, right? People will be like, see, that's why I'm, oh, that's why I said Fab. And they'll trace it back to the music. And when they hear the song, they'll be like, oh shit, that's the video. And they'll kind of put you into, I like that energy, man. Do you, when you see that energy too, do you find, do you get more competitive or do you respect it too? Like, you're like, okay, yeah, let's fucking, you just, you know what I mean? Like when you see the same type of energy as you,
yeah, bro, like, I don't see it in the city. Yep. So I have to look at other places. I look at Rap Caviar. I look at Hip Hop Central. I look at, like, you know, people who are way out of my freaking level. And I'm like, all right, that's what I got to aim for. I got to see. I got to peep game, how they moving and what they doing, you know? And, you know, but I tell artists from the city all the time, bro. Like, I'm genuine. I'm nice. Like, I have conversations in the DM. If I'm like, yo, hit my line. Like, you got questions and stuff. Like, let's chop it up. Like, it's not like I'm F everybody and nobody is shit.
It's a competitive thing. Yeah, hip hop's a competitive sport no matter what, right? You're always gonna big yourself up and you should can be confident and challenge other people. That's hip hop.
That's what it is, yo. And like, I'm tapping more and more into that.
That being said, YSN, better watch for my next project, bro.
I'm here a couple of diss tracks.
I will never diss you, man. I'll never diss you. I really appreciate you, actually. It's fucking, that's important. I think that competitive energy is important in hip hop. Like, I'm good with everybody too, but I'm always going to feel that I'm dope as fuck. You know what I mean? I'm always going to go for it. You know what I mean? I'm always going to fucking be competitive and go at people. And that's important. It's important. You can still dap people up and respect them. But at the end of the day, this is competitive sport, in my opinion. Right?
I don't dap nobody up that I don't fuck with. I'm not going to lie. But I fuck with most people. But if I don't fuck with you and you don't fuck with me and it's known, I'm not going to.
You know what, man? The thing is, I did when I was coming up because you thought you just needed, like, you needed, like, connects and everyone. You needed to be cool with everybody, right? Like a job. But I'm done with that shit. As of last year, I've been like, fuck these guys, man. What are they doing for me? Like, some of these guys, like, what are you doing for me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck out of here. You just talk shit about me behind my back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck it. I'd rather reciprocate the energy of the people that matter or the people that I feel deserve it. Because any day you have your good friends, your family, that's it, right? And like a couple other homies in music, right?
That's it, bro. Like, man, I was talking to my youngin earlier, and he was telling me his whole plan about how, like, he wants to do the music and what he got coming out and stuff like that, and that, you know, he's trying to get these things together and stuff, but the energy is just not there with the people because they got other things. Like, it was like with a videographer and shit, and he's like, I don't know, I want to do it on this date, but he's kind of busy. I'm like, bro, like, we got to be stern. You got to be stern with people. You know what I'm saying? You got to take yourself serious before anybody else takes you serious. You got to believe in yourself before anybody else believes in you. Because, that shit shows. If they see the confidence, if they see, you know what I'm saying, that you serious, they're going to start taking you serious. And and also, yeah, we was talking about other shit, kind of just like, I was like, bro, go through your phone and, you know, go through your contacts and actually look and pay attention to who's actually bringing something in your life, who's actually benefiting you. Because if they not, like, what's the point? You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to, this music shit or whatever you do, you got to think about it as a business. You know what I'm saying? You got to think of yourself as like a brand.
Right? No, you, exactly. Treat yourself like a fucking business. You have to. Treat yourself like a brand. You speak in, you have to speak shit into existence and then it becomes that, right? Or you just got to treat yourself as that so it becomes reality, right? And that, yeah, exactly. By the way, I just want to clarify what I said about other artists earlier. I'm talking about the ones I don't fuck with. I fuck with a lot of artists. I'm just going to put that out there. I fuck with a lot of artists. The ones I don't fuck with, I'm not dapping you up anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And coronavirus. Fuck y'all.
Say that.
Okay, so I got... Man, it's been nice talking with you, man. This is the first time I think I've ever talked to you.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think we chopped it over like DM just a little bit, but... A
couple times, yeah.
Okay, like actual conversation and shit, yeah, this first time.
I got... This is called the Quick Six. I did it for Post last time. Just a couple quick questions. You just answer them. Summer or fall?
Summer, so.
Yeah, summer. Okay. Weed or liquor?
See, I'm an animal off that dark liquor. And then...
What kind?
Bro, I'm just... Man, I'll fight anybody.
Okay, so it's a bad thing.
If I'm like... But if I'm in like a good mood and there's like good energy around me, then yeah. I'm just the littest person in the freaking room. And if we talking about the bed, I'm just, you know what I'm saying? But like, if we talking about Kush, like, that shit different. Like, it's like, for the music, I was almost dependent on that shit for a long time. Every time I smoked, like, I was like, man, I can't make a song unless I smoke. Like, that's how bad it got,
yeah.
You know? So, yeah. I have like positives and negatives of both, and I'm just gonna say neither. That's sobriety. Yeah. You feel me?
Hey, kids, listen to that. YSM Fab is for the kids. Okay, don't do any of them. Don't do
none.
I'm like,
somebody said, "Hey, you want weed or liquor?" Be like, "None. You got water?"
Yeah, you got water. Do you got Gatorade?
You got booster juice?
You got booster juice without peanuts in it? We're talking about this off camera.
What was it called?
The Whey Wow Butter, yeah.
Oh, Wow Butter, yeah.
Man, my friends make fun of me all the time. They'll like pull out like almonds and shit. It's like, bro,
that's crazy, bro. It's like basically coronavirus for you all the time, just with peanuts.
I was ready for this, man. I was ready. Yeah. I was inside locked in my room, anyways. Comedy or horror movies?
Comedy.
That was quick. I can't, bro. It's like you're scared. It was like you're so scared of the word horror movies. Like comedy.
Bro, like I literally, it's exactly what it is, bro. I'm like, man, hell, like, and you know what's crazy? Females love to watch horror movies. And it's like,
that's
a lot of them don't even like the scary, like they're scared of this shit, but they just do it. And I'm like, why would you do that? That's just fucked. And like,
that's the only time you watch them, right?
Huh?
You're like, oh, let's. Do you ever like to do a girl like, yo, let's watch a horror movie?
Yeah, because it's like I know she gonna fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, I don't know. It's stupid, bro. It's just stupid. I'm like, why now though? I don't even. I'm like, look, I'm not even gonna front. I'm gonna probably be more scared than you. So fuck that.
I faked it so hard, man. With my girlfriend now, she came over and we watched horror movies for the first like month. I was like, yeah, I'll protect you, yo. Want to watch another scary movie? And then like a month, and I was like, you know what? I'm a pussy. I'm terrified. I started hiding on the blankets with her. I didn't want to fucking see that shit.
Yeah, man.
I think it's possessive stuff. When people get possessed, I'm not scared like the gore or like the, like when people just get slashed and shit. I'm like, okay, that's okay. But like when people are possessed and like some guy will just roll his eyes back.
Yeah, no. When it be like very like
real,
the spirits and like,
I don't like that shit.
Like the Ouija board and all that type, bro. Or like I hate. Like, yeah, like, real, like, paranormal or, like, You know what I'm saying? Where it's like real life shit. And you got to go to your washroom every day and look in the mirror. And when you just watch the movie, some fucked up shit is happening. Like, no, I don't like that. If it's like, yo, cut and dying and whatever. That's cool.
Not bad. That's not bad to me. But that, like, yeah, like the real life, the idea of someone could just be like, okay.
Like, and I like the perfect mix of like what Get Out was. It was like comedy and it was like scary.
That was one of the best horror movies ever. That was fantastic. So did you watch Us? Fire.
That one too, bro. The like twins basically or whatever.
I didn't like it as much, but there was some really good shit in there. Like, I really liked a lot of it.
Oh yeah, no, Get Out's the best, but like Us, it was up there.
Okay, so 2000s hip hop or 90s hip hop?
2000s hip hop or 90s hip hop?
Because you're like in the middle, right? Like, you're not really that old. Like, you're not really that old, and neither am I.
Yeah, I feel like the best was like 97 or 96 to like 2005, like great. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're like 50, it was Tupac to like 50 and then Nelly and like, but above, like, it's good and it's cool, and like below that it's like Rakim, and like they're dope, but they just, you know what I'm saying, that middle ground was just like,
that was just the shit that hit you the best, right? Like, I like 50, man. 50 started my whole everything, my whole life with rap. I heard 50. My dad bought me the CD when I was young, and I was like, okay, this is my new favorite genre of music now.
No, it's fire.
Yeah, no, it's fire. I kind of agree with you. I do. From that to 2005, you said 96 to 2005?
2005-ish.
That's pretty fair. I don't even know.
That decade, you know, that 10 years, 96 to 2006.
Because Wayne was there, right? Wayne was in that era, right? It started. Okay, yeah, I could probably agree with that. Wayne's the best rapper of all time, I'm just going to say it. Anyways.
Oh, 100%.
Favorite food?
Oh, shit.
Give me a dessert and give me, like, one piece of food. Just, like, or a meal. Even just give me a meal. Meal and a dessert. Just give me it.
Man, favorite food. That's so hard, bro.
Okay, so
hard.
How about this? This is easier. Or maybe it's harder. You're on an island. They offer you one meal with a dessert, and that's the only thing you get.
It really depends what mood I'm in, but like...
But if you're on an island, right now, you're starving. You're starving. You're on an island. You need food. You need it. You need it to survive.
Bro, it's hard, but like, I'm going to just say, just because I'm feeling this right now, I'm going to say... bullet beef and dumpling. And what bullet beef is, I'm Jamaican, so bullet beef is like just basically ground beef and corned beef together, and then the spice, yeah, that sounds simple, but it's the spices and shit that you put in and stuff that makes it fire. And then dumpling is dumpling, right? It's like flour.
Dumplings are great.
So that's just slap for me. And like, I like saltfish and ackee too. That's like a Jamaican dish too. I really like my Jamaican dishes.
Okay, so you're about Jamaican jerk then?
Like, of course.
Okay, so like, okay, you're Jamaican. I went to Jamaica, and the Jamaican...
Man, you went to my hometown. I ain't even been there yet. Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. And dude, man, it is the most beautiful place on the planet. One of the most beautiful... That and BC. BC and cool. And Jamaica, I just love Jamaica. The energy in Jamaica. Everyone in Jamaica I liked in Jamaica.
Man, that's dope.
I didn't have one bad experience, but the Jamaican jerk I tried out there, for the first time. And then I came back here and I had Jamaican jerk and I just like got instantly depressed. Like Jamaican jerk.
You're instantly depressed.
Yeah, Jamaican jerk is way better out there.
Yeah, no, that's straight from the islands, man. Straight from the hometown.
Do you have a dessert? Do you have a dessert though?
I like anything really with like caramel, bro. I like caramel so much. I love caramel.
I don't like caramel. I don't know what is wrong with me. I like caramel because I never liked them.
Damn, bro, I love caramel, but like caramel and like, I don't know, I get a cookie dough blizzard a lot.
Yeah,
so.
That's the only one I could have, so I'm with you on that. Cat or dog person?
Dog for sure.
Cats are fucking terrible.
Yeah, like what's the point? What's the point of them? Like they just
stare. Assholes. They stare at you.
I feel like. A cat is, so I look at cats and dogs like a child.
Yeah.
So the cat is like the child. Like when you first have the child and it's like a baby and it just can't do anything and you just, it needs your attention all the fucking time.
Yeah.
And then a dog is like the kid that's grown up. He's like maybe teenage, you know, because sometimes he don't listen to you, but you know,
he wants you. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know
Yeah. So that's how I look at that. It's just like, bro, this cat, I mean, obviously cats aren't. What's up?
I fucking hate cats. I don't know, my problem is I'm such a dickhead. Like if I see cats, I immediately diss them. Like I just go for them. I just start talking shit to them. I just don't like cats, bro. Don't like them. I want a snake one day. I want a snake or like a turtle or something. Like a.
Damn. Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. I don't know if that's for me, but that'd be cool.
My buddy Kanan had one, and we'd get drunk at his parties and take the snake out of the cage. And
I just feel like I'd be so scared for that shit to bite me. Like I just don't trust.
Dude.
I don't trust that.
He wrapped around, like, he started, like, you know, like, you, there's, like, a certain thing when they start wrapping around your neck, they're trying to, like, he started doing that to me, man.
Yeah.
He, like, he was, like, because I was chill with him the first couple times, but I got really drunk one night, and I was, like, careless, just putting around my neck, and he started doing the formation, like, the KO formation, and we had to, like, to get him off.
Bro, that's wild.
Yeah.
You just said you want a snake, man.
Hey.
God, different.
I don't know. Yeah, man, I don't know. I definitely, it's, you know, it's probably something I'm just saying right now, and I won't pull the trigger.
You know what's crazy though? So I moved out. Well, got kicked out, moved out when I was 17. I got kicked out like twice, bro. Like three times. I got kicked out a lot. But let's say the first time I fucking got kicked out.
Yeah.
I went and lived with my friend. And I finished, I was 17. I finished second semester of grade 12 at his place. And he had this snake downstairs. So my bedroom was downstairs. And he had this snake downstairs. And so my bed was, like, right here. And then, like,
the snake was right
on the wall. This is the wall, right? And my bed's, like my room and shit is here. And then on the other side of the wall, there's, like, the cage or the, you know what I'm saying? The, what's it called?
Yeah, I know, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
The little thing for the snake. And so one day, it just went, like, it just went missing. And
just disappeared.
Yeah, it just disappeared. Yeah. And dude was like, yo, like, I don't know where it is. Like, you know, he had this one friend that, like, was really into animals and shit. So he's thinking, like, that nigga stole it maybe or came over one day and just stole a snake. No, but, like, this kid was known for, like, stealing animals and shit. It was fun. So, and he had, like, played with the snake, like, the day before. Like, that guy had came, like, the day before. And then the next day, the snake just wasn't there. Last, he was thinking that, but we checked everywhere, like everywhere downstairs. It just
did they
wasn't.
Find out?
So look.
Okay, yeah.
A week, bro. A week goes by, and I'm like smelling some weird shit in my room. I'm like, man, like maybe I was playing football. I was doing shit. I was like, maybe I just stink. But like, it was a different kind of stank. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, a week goes by, I don't really say anything. And then I finally bring it up with, like, the mom and him. And they're like, oh, really? Like, what? Oh, so we check again. Nothing. Another week goes by, and I'm like, nah, like, you're really fucking, they're still smelling. And because we sprayed and tried to do shit. And so they come in, like, the mom and the brother and my friend, and they come in my room. Like, we're checked everywhere, but then we check my room, like, very thorough. Mm. And, bro, it was, like, in. So my bed's, like, right here. And then there's a closet, like, right here. And it's, like, one of those sliding closets that you open them.
Yeah. No, yeah.
And, bro, the snake was, like, right basically there, like, under a bunch of shit. And the snake was right there. And it was, like, dead, obviously.
Did it just die? It just, like, killed?
Yeah.
Like,
it hadn't eaten or whatever. And it was just dead and, like, maggots and all this. And the snake
was so gross.
And then I was thinking, I was like, man, this shit probably crawling out of me at night or some shit. Fuck.
Yeah. It was probably just chilling beside you. What?
Yeah, that's why I don't want no snake.
that makes complete sense. And you know, I'm probably just saying I want a snake because I go through these phases where I just want to do something or do, and I'm like, okay, that's probably not something I should do.
No, yeah, my cousin had a bearded dragon. Cool. That was pretty dope. Those are cool.
Yeah, those are fucking cool. They won't.
And he walked it though. He walked because it was fucking like huge, and he would walk it. Crazy.
Imagine like just sitting there like smoking on your porch or something like that, and you're like, you see it. a human being
walking
so a bearded funny. Dragon, like I would freak.
Bro, bro, remember this conversation. I'm gonna turn that into a video. That would be fun.
Dude, please do it. Or like imagine a bear. Like someone just walking like a live ass bear.
Yo, it's gonna be so funny.
You're just sitting there like, God. You can't say anything. Yeah. You're like, yeah, no, I fucking, that's crazy.
It would be funny as hell.
Okay, man. I think, is that my sixth question or is that five? We got through those. They're not the quick six. That was a long five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. Okay. Well, man, that was a good ass talk. I appreciate you coming on. I want you to do this is the, you know, I had to end hot ones. You plug everything you got right now. YSN Fab, tell the people what's going on and what you're promoting.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So deluxe, made for more deluxe. Go stream that shit. It's on all. It's gonna be on all platforms. I don't know. Apple playing games with me for some reason.
Yeah, Apple is.
It should be up like very soon. But you know, bro, just download the Spotify app. You don't need to get a membership, but download that. It's on SoundCloud. It's on YouTube. It's on everything else. So go stream that. Made for More Deluxe. About 19 songs. You know, there's 6 new songs, 7 new songs on there. Yeah, be on the lookout, man. Like, I'm going to have a bunch of videos, bunch of new singles coming out. I ain't going to stop, you know. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend, you know. Hey, Winnipeg's youngest flex, and we soldier stepping, baby. Let's go. Why, Sam?
That was fucking great, man. You were ready for that shit. Okay, anyways, man, I appreciate it again. Take care, man. I can't wait to see what this comes. Peace.
Thanks, shit. Love.